Chapter 2. Dorothy Meets a Good Witch. Dorothy slept for a long time. When she woke up, she sat up in her bed and looked around. It was early morning. It was very light in the room now. She got up and, with Toto in her arms, ran to the door and opened it. The little girl cried out with joy. She saw a lot of beautiful fruit trees and wonderful bright flowers. Beautiful birds sat in the trees and sang their songs. A little way off, there was a little river. "I am in a fairyland," thought Dorothy. She looked at the bright flowers and beautiful trees and laughed with joy. Suddenly, Dorothy saw some people a little way off. There were three men and one woman coming to the house. "What funny people," thought Dorothy. "They are so small, but they look old, not like children." The woman was very old. Her face was yellow. Her hair was white. She could not walk fast. The funny people came up to the house and stopped. For some time, neither Dorothy nor the people spoke. Dorothy looked at them. They looked at Dorothy. "I think they are afraid of me," she thought. "Why?" The little old woman came up to Dorothy and said, "You are welcome, beautiful fairy, to the land of Oz, to the country of the Munchkins. We thank you very, very much." "Why do you call me a fairy?" "Why do you thank me?" asked Dorothy. "We thank you because you have killed the Wicked Witch of the East," answered the old woman. "Our people were her slaves. Now they are free." "I don't understand her," thought Dorothy. "Why does she say I killed the Witch of the East? I didn't kill her. How could I kill her? I am only a little girl. What can I say to this old woman?" And she said, "You are very kind, but I think there is a mistake. I am not a fairy, and I didn't kill the Witch of the East." "That's right," answered the little old woman. "You didn't kill her. Your house did it." "How?" asked Dorothy. "Look," said the little woman. "You can see the witch's feet under your house." Dorothy looked and saw 2 feet in silver shoes. The body was under the house. She was frightened. "What shall I do?" she cried out. "What shall I do? Now I understand what happened. The house fell on this poor woman and killed her. I am so sorry for her. What shall we do now?" "You must not be sorry for her," said the little woman. "But who was she?" asked Dorothy. "She was the Wicked Witch of the East," answered the woman. "She made all the Munchkin people her slaves. They worked for her day and night. Now they are free because your house has fallen on her and killed her." "Who are you?" asked Dorothy. "And where am I?" "I am the Witch of the North," said the little woman. "But I am a good witch and a friend of the Munchkin people. You are in the Munchkin country, in the land of Oz." "So you are a witch too," said Dorothy. "Yes, I am," answered the little woman. "But I am a good witch, I tell you." "Are there any good witches?" asked Dorothy. "Yes, there are," answered the little woman. "There were 4 witches in the land of Oz. 2 of them are good witches, the Witch of the South and the Witch of the North. I am the Witch of the North. Then there were 2 wicked witches. They lived in the East and in the West. And now there is only 1 wicked witch in the land of Oz. She lives in the West. Your house killed the Witch of the East, and we are glad of that.